Mayor Byron Brown announced last month that the Riverbend project is on track to meet its minority workforce goal of 15%.
Those goals right now are being exceeded.
And you might think, in a city that's 38% black, a lot of those construction jobs are going to African Americans. But an investigative post analysis of the project's hiring figures has found that's not the case. While African Americans make up an increasing share of the workforce, they accounted for only 5.7% of those on the job for the quarter ending this September. Erie County legislator Betty Jean Grant isn't satisfied with that number.
So if you said that we meet the goals of minority participation and it's a Buffalo project, people expect to see a larger number of African Americans.
The project is nevertheless still meeting its goal for hiring minorities to perform 15% of the work, even though African Americans accounted for a little more than one third of minorities on the job. It's doing so by hiring members of other minority groups, in particular Native Americans, who are well represented in some of the labor unions staffing the projects. Having specific goals for different minority groups isn't allowed. Paul Brown, president of the Buffalo Building Trades Council, says those numbers reflect the work done on the project so far.
The reason it was low is that the work that's been going on there now has mostly been operating engineers and the iron workers.
African Americans, he said, have not typically been well represented in those trades. Some community leaders and elected officials say the project's workforce should reflect the makeup of the city's population. Grant says the current makeup of the workforce in the project is not acceptable.
So I'm very, very disappointed.
But Brown says more African Americans will likely be hired as other trades start work on the site.
It should increase tremendously because, there's different trades on there now. There's a lot of plumbers, a lot of electricians.
That explanation doesn't sit well with some community leaders, including Charlie Fisher, president of Build Buffalo.
And there is not a fair representation of African Americans and other minorities in the trade unions, period.
While the project is now meeting the 15% minority goal, some say that should never have been lowered from the 25% originally announced by the governor's office. That change sparked a demonstration, with protesters calling for the reinstatement of the higher goal. Brown said, given the amount of construction going on right now and the size of the project, 25% wasn't realistic.
You know, if you have a job that has 1,500 workers on it, it's going to be hard to recruit 25% minorities. They're just not there.
Fisher doesn't agree and says the original goal of 25% should be reinstated.
They should be at 25%. That's what the community wants and expects.
Fisher, along with legislator Grant, has formed a new group to advocate for more diversity on local construction projects, starting with Riverbend.
Billions for Buffalo, for who? It can't be just for a small circle of connected people.
For WBFO News, I'm Charlotte Keith with Investigative Post.